listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. A 38-year-old woman is set to face court for an alleged series of fraudulent activity in the southwest. Police allege the receptionist unlawfully obtained the credit card details from guests staying at an eco resort in Naturalist. She allegedly used the card details to make $3,000 worth of purchases before using the resort's FPOS machine to refund more than $14,000 into her bank account. Dunsborough police are calling for information on an alleged assault. It happened in Wentworth Loop around 3:10 last Tuesday morning. A man who may be able to assist with inquiries is described as being 6'3", of slim build with a mullet and a distinctive tattoo on his left arm. Contact Crime Stoppers if you know anything. A $67 million investment to better protect forests isn't just to support an end to commercial logging, but to help tackle climate change. The state government announcing funding to establish a dedicated team to closely manage and monitor forests across WA. Environment Minister Rhys Whitby says it's a timely announcement.
From Kalbarri right down to the south coast of Western Australia, there is a mass die-off event in terms of native vegetation. We're seeing trees under stress.
WA's best trail towns have officially been crowned. Collie and Dwellingup taking home the titles today in a bid to attract more tourism for a trailcation. At the Margaret River Pro, John Florence is the first of the men's surfers through to the quarterfinals, narrowly beating Gabriel Medina in the round of 16.
So stoked to get that wave in the end and just really try to hold together the nerves on it, you know, and try to beat him. He's one of the best competitive surfers of our time.
That audio from the World Surf League. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.